Hello, and thank you for the call to the Daily Inspiration today. This is Brother Jeff continuing as a foundation springboard from the second epistle of John, verse 9. There's a warning that we are going to read again, not to be repetitious, but to be thorough. And then we're looking at other scriptures in the Bible that connect to this same thinking. Verse 9, 2 John, verse 9. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Turning backward in your Bible to Hebrews chapter 3. Let's look at some thoughts and scriptures in Hebrews 3. We've been told to continue in the doctrine of Christ. We've been warned there against transgressing and breaking the word of God and disobeying Jesus. It's important that we know his teaching and we obey him. We need to do what Jesus did. We need to say what Jesus said. We need to live like Jesus lived. And he goes on to tell us a few things. And let's just crack into Hebrews 3. At about verse 12, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Now just stop a second. This is a warning to holy brethren to remain true to God, to remain true to the doctrines and teachings of God. Our Lord Jesus teachings. Take heed. Why would he say such language? Take heed. That's a pretty strong admonition. I tell you to take heed. I mean, this is a warning. This is a exclamation before he speaks. Heed this. Listen to me. Verily, verily. He's given you a short history of Israel's failures in previous to these verses. So he's telling them they didn't. He said that the wilderness church, Moses' gang, they did not enter into the promised land because of why? You should say because of unbelief. They did not believe. Think of Revelation 21:8. But the fearful and unbelieving, and it goes on to mention sorcerers and idolaters and whoremongers and liars. It says they'll have their part in the lake of fire. To be unbelieving is to commit a sin worthy of eternal punishment. To call God a liar. If God said it, you should say, yes, sir. You should say, woe is me if I don't keep the word of God. So take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you, that's speaking to me and you, an evil heart of unbelief. What does an evil heart of unbelief do? According to this scripture, it says an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. There will be a departure from God's presence. Now, you know, I don't like to use unbiblical terms, but there's a lot of people out there that like to use unbiblical terms like once saved, always saved, and once lost, always lost, and such like. You know, let's stick to biblical terms. And it tells you if you have an evil heart of unbelief, you will depart from the living God. And he tells this to holy brethren. Take heed, brethren. lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. This is speaking to you. This is speaking to me. You could leave the truth of God by your unbelief. But then it tells you a remedy in verse 13. Hebrews 3:13 is the remedy to backsliding and to losing your way and letting evil hearts of unbelief. And it says, but exhort one another. This is further proof that Christians are called to encourage each other, fellowship with each other, and help one another to find encouragement and assurance and check up on each other and watch each other's back and correct each other's failures and faults and false doctrines. Exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. There is a hardening, galvanizing effect of sin. It will cause a tender, Christ-loving heart to get cold and indifferent and to turn away from the love, the first love. Remember, Ephesus, you have lost your first love. Oh, to lose that tender love for Christ and his word. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. What do you have to do? Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. So what does it say here? Verse 14, this is our condition if that little word, for we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. It isn't how you start. One man told me one time, it isn't how you start, but it's how you finish. It'd be better to start wrong and end up right than to start off right or to be right and end up wrong. And it's a lot harder to get back in the way once you get out of it. My friend, when you depart from the way, you may never find your way back in. There are many, multitudes in this valley of decision right now that wish they would not have chosen that rebellious sin. They divorced their wife and married another. They chose to take up drink. They chose to take up Hollywood movies and music and things that led their tender heart away from Christ. They listened to the counsel of ungodly. Some sold Christ for education. Some sold him for wealth. What have you exchanged Christ for? Well, my friend, if I was you, if I am me, I better hold fast to Christ. I better not let go of what I've learned of him. I better continue in the doctrine of Christ. Have a wonderful day, and let these things sink down deep in your heart.